Whether the other world exists or not is not our final solution for the life and death problem. Okay? But there is a certain fear. What will happen on the assumption that the other world may exist? What will happen in my life after death? So Buddhism says 10 categories of existence: hell's world, hell's and the hungry ghost, fighting spirit. Are you familiar with 10 categories of the world? And the heavenly beings, the human beings, bodhisattvas and Buddhas and etc. 10 categories. And then you will have to experience these 10 categories. How do you know? How do you know what kind of world you will have to experience after death? We don't know. Finally, I can tell you this one, okay? It cannot be helped. Well, you should leave. You should leave your own life as it really is. That's it. Because no matter how long you research about the other world and this world and what kind of world you should depend on, we don't know, because it's very complicated. Okay? Buddhism talk about 10 categories of the world after death, but it's not the after death. This is a present world. How complicated your present world is. Do you understand? Now you are really bodhisattvas. You belong to the bodhisattva world, listening to the Buddha's word, Buddha's teaching, and very peaceful. Next moment, when you leave this zendo and go out of the, you know, this house, then you fight and cry, scream. It's an immediate, you fall to the hell world. What is your life? Very complicated. Their intellect still will push you, to compel you to understand what a world is, what this world is, what the other world is, constantly. Finally, you play with your own tails. And finally, you have to be in the mental hospital. That's all that happens in the human world. So I think there is nothing to know clearly, nothing to find perfect solutions. No. So all you have to do is you should entrust, okay, yourself to the life given to you now. That is a one second point. First point is intellectual sense. How narrow your intellectual world is, okay? And then you should change a little bit day by day, okay? In order to understand the human world in a cosmic perspective. This is our practice, okay? How? That is a meditation, right? Second, nothing to find a perfect solution about life and death problem. So all you have to do is you should entrust yourself to your life given to you, or as your life really is. Another one is, it doesn't mean that to entrust yourself to your life as it really is doesn't mean just accept. No. Okay? To accept your life by the practice of faith, deep understanding. Faith means very profound belief. Belief means profound understanding and also awareness. Okay? Awareness. In other words, awareness means through the everyday life, you have to touch something practical. Okay? Awareness is not only the intellectual, your head trip. No. And faith is also not your head trip. So-called belief. What is a belief? Not mental trip. Not on your head trip. Belief is to accept totally something greater than as usual. In other words, greater than the intellectual world. Anyway, accept and take it. And then digest it every day. Through your everyday life, digest it. Digest means every day you have to take care of your everyday life with total acceptance of something greater than intellectual world. Okay. How? That is. In other words, that is to go deeply into the human world. Means making making your body and mind calm. That is a faith, and also awareness. Awareness of faith and awareness is not the intellectual or physical and trip, but the feeling, touching your life was very deeply, practically, profoundly, something. Okay? Because well, let's see, like this. Because you believe that there is nothing left behind after your death, okay? This is one understanding. The other understanding is there must be something left after your death. But this is another idea. But beyond those two ideas, when you die, what can you feel practically? What can you touch? Something real, something profoundly through your death, through your life. What is it? That's real touching, real something practical and realistic, and also pretty deep, profound, you can touch through life and death problem is anyway all gone. All gone beyond discussing whether the world exists, the other world exists or not. Anyway, when you die, all gone. Through this, real touching, okay, in your everyday life and death, and what is, if you have to believe, what is a belief? If you have to awaken to something, what do you mean by awakening? Okay? Constantly you have to research this. What is a belief? Belief is a simple to believe a deity and something who is authentic power controlling human world. I don't think so. It exists outside or inside? I don't know. But anyway, But when you die, anyway, all gone. But this is a real practical feeling. You can touch it. I always feel this one. All right? I'm talking about the Buddha's teaching related with the past, present, future. But when I have died, my life is gone. What do you mean, Buddha's teaching? What do you mean, awakening? What is a belief? Not kind of trying to get a happy life, or idea of a happy life, or unhappy life. I don't, whatever I say, I don't feel anything. But all I can do is, what do you mean, Buddha's teaching? What is supposed to make human life be happy? Well, what is the Buddha's teaching? In terms of life and death, when you die, there is nothing left behind. And then, in this life, in this fact, reality of nothing left behind after death, then what is a belief? What is a awareness? Is? It's a big subject for us. Zen Buddhism really focused that one. Okay. How do you live? That's why question is, how do you live? Day by day. That's it. Because no matter how long you always thinking the life and death, it's always you have to play with your own tail. But I don't mean you should ignore intellectual understanding. That's why you have to take care of intellectual world. But how? Parinta, head of the intellectual world. How? Making your calming your body and mind, and go and let you go deeply into the human world, something more than intellectual world. This is our practice always. Okay. So whatever intellectual understanding brings to you as a conclusion, I think you should have opened your heart enough to digest again and again, to deep it again and again. This is your life, because life is really vast. So you never get definite solutions in terms of whatever kind of ism of outlook on the world or the human life. So then Buddhism really focuses on day-to-day life. How do you live? Not how do I understand human world in terms of outlook on the world or the human life. How do we live? Even though you don't understand the world or you, how do you live day to day? Taking care of you, not only your life, but also your life with others' life. How do you live in peace? So, the conclusion is, on the assumption that there is something temporarily called the other world. In other words, life is going from the past to the present to the future. Because if you see your life, you can't feel how deep your life is. You don't understand your life only by your intellectual life, yeah, world. Can't you feel? This is a very realistic and practical feeling touching your life. So life is something extending into past to the future. Right? So we don't give any proof, perfect proof, whether the other world exists or not, on the assumption that the other world may exist. This is a beautiful world. Looking at the human world, not only the by intellectual understanding, but by something more than intellectual understanding. Let's get to the other world. Okay? Is that clear? And then, should we always be crazy about the other world? Well, that is a beautiful world. We should, that is a kind of target you can aim. Okay? That is a destination you have to go. But you shouldn't be crazy about, because everyday life is exactly right now. Giving that everyday life is very important, what you give you very vast data. What your life is, how vast your life is. So you can ignore day-to-day life. So, there are two ways, destination and also day-to-day life, okay? So your center of your board should be directed toward that destination, but your board should be stable and calm, and taking one step, day-to-day, okay, with, okay, whole circumstances which is very changeable. Is that clear? This is called what? Shikan. Doesn't. Day-to-day's life. But day-to-day's, taking care of day-to-day's is not. What will be happening? Is that this term is okay? It doesn't mean this one. Day-to-day's life is day-to-day's life, but day-to-day's life directs you into the destination through what you can see the vast expanse of human life. Okay? That is your destination. That's why, from this way of life, you can really understand funeral service. Why do you have to funeral service? Okay? Person died. Already throw your ashes, should be scattered, wherever. That's fine. But are you satisfied? Satisfactory or not? It's questionable. So finally, we want to do something for her or for him after his death, beyond idea of nothing left behind after death. Doesn't matter. Just perform funeral service. That funeral service content of funeral service is the good lesson for you. Who can always direct himself or herself to the destination, beautiful destination, and taking care of day-to-days. Okay. Means just take care of funeral service with wholeheartedness. Okay. At that time, funeral service really helps everyone. And also for you. This is the meaning of Buddhist services. Okay? So, this is Dogen Zenji always mentions in detail, but simple speaking, the very simple practice, sit down. Okay? So-called shikan, wholeheartedness. But that is, really gives you lots of information from this. Because without quality of this wholehearted way of life, okay, you cannot take care of wholehearted, way of everyday life. Because everyday life is very complicated. Within the complicated and multitudinous, you know, aspect of everyday life. You have to manifest your whole personality regarded as simple entities, including very complicated your life. Okay? Heredity, karma, customs, many things. How do we know? That is a very simple personalities. That's why we can feel this from everyone, even though you don't say. You're talking about your own life. Okay? So, this is a practice, and also this is our study. Day by day, we have to study. Okay? Do you have a question? So finally, conclusion is karma is gift. We don't know. I can say I don't know what the karma is. But I think I can give you some hint what is the karma is. Okay? So don't accept karma as pessimistic. No. It's not good aspect of human life, but it's not fate or destiny, no. It's kind of destiny or fate, but it include energies. It include energy, dynamic energy to make your life productive. Okay? This is a karma. But practically speaking, I don't know. But everyone can feel this. That's why you can use a karma, even though you don't understand it. Do you have some question?
Yes. You said two things that I wanted to hear more about, and I don't remember them exactly. One of them was something like trusting your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, you said when we die, there's nothing left. And before we die, you were saying we can touch it. And I wanted to know if what you were saying we can touch is nothing left. So
That is not an idea, okay? It's really something you can touch practically and deeply. For instance, I believe strongly the other world exists, okay? Well, someone says, I don't believe it. And then, let's try to find a certain middle way you can compromise. Through what? Discussions. But it goes endlessly. Finally, what you have to do is, what I have to do is, to see the fact, to face the fact that I have to die. Through this practical death, what I can feel practically. I want to scream because nothing left. Because after death, I don't know. Even though I don't know the death is, if I participate in death, actually, I don't know that what death is. Because I am already death. Do you understand? There is no I right in the middle of death, real death, no eyes. So if I die, actually nothing left. Okay? Why we have to believe in this situation of life and death? Why we have to believe in something? Well, what is awareness? Why is it necessary for us to be aware? If it is necessary, what do you mean by awareness is? Okay? That is a question. Because even though I experience enlightenment, when I die, all enlightenment I have experienced gone. You know, and Zen centers and people is all gone from before me. Then finally, I really always thinking I want to haunting. I want to be haunting over the Zen center after my death. Watching all over you, all of you, and how you feel Zen center, how you are taking care of Zen center, how you feel Karagiri's, what he has done. Okay, do you want to criticize the Karagiri, or you respect? If you don't respect me, I want to haunt you. I always feel in that way. Watch out. Why is it necessary to be aware of? What is it? Don't you think this is a questionable? So finally, what you have to do is what? Researching awareness? Yes, it is. But day-to-day life, what is it? What do you have to do? You should believe in something? Oh, yes, it is, but what is most important you have to do? Not only that you have to do in the realm of intellectual world. You have to do in the vast expanse of the world, something more than intellectual world. That's what I want to say. Okay? What do you have to do? Is that okay? Your question? Any other?
There's so many references in traditional texts to ego comes. And when you talk, you aren't talking about, you're talking about something much more basic, about acts and deeds that just are. And it's very much broader than that.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the very end of some last thing you said, I thought there's something like, about when you came back to talking about karma, you said, maybe it's not so good. Or something like that. What do you mean, where does that come in?
Well, not something good of your life, what you have understood is just the picture of your life through the intellectual world. Don't you think so? But overall picture of your life in, you know, the dispassionate and imperturbable perspective, what is the life? That what life is understood by only intellectual? No. By something more than intellectual. So I think karma is not only the bad. But if you say, I have a bad karma, that means simultaneously you have a good karma too. That is the overall picture of karma you use. So what is a karma? So finally, you don't know. Karma is a bad or karma is good? Karma is neutral? No. It's vast. I don't know what is a karma. But I can feel properly, deeply, something about karma extending into the past, present, future, all right? Is that all right? Any other?
I guess I don't really understand how there can be, I understand how there can be an individual karma and a non-individual karma,
mm-hmm.
but I wonder if you could say something more about how a non-individual karma can apply to a certain group, like a Japanese karma, or an American karma, or a Brazilian karma. I don't understand how there can be a non-individual karma that applies to a group rather than to all things.
Oh, excuse me. I'm not clear. Do you
I think the way
question, but I'm looking at it more personally. I'm wondering, do you ever wonder why you're here with us?
I don't know.
And why it's us, this group here, and mm-hmm. not just somebody else? You know, sometimes I look around at our group and I think, there's nobody really super exceptional here. We're all kind of average people, but what are we doing here? You know, with these Japanese teachers. Because I think we have a particular American timeline, we have American history and a worldview, and yours is quite different.
Yes, I am different so called the Japanese. But on the other end, I think the individual karma is not separate from, not individual karma. Okay? Individual karma cannot be developed in the vast expanse of the human world, so called not individual world. Otherwise, individual karma cannot be developed. In other words, individual, if you ignore the society, nations, okay? In other words, if you ignore belonging to or participating in nations or society, you can develop your own character, but it really develops based on ego. So in order to develop individual different character, I think it must develop in the broadest perspective. In other words, by belonging to or participating in the people's groups and also society, nations, and then your personality develops very gently, humility. Humble way. Do you understand? That's why I mentioned a couple of years ago to the Zen Center in San Francisco. They don't want to follow they don't want to look at the Japanese custom of Zen Buddhism, so they try to escape or ignore. Then they want to develop their own Buddhism. Yes, it is. But I say, if you want to American way of Buddhism developing naturally, I think you should pay attention to American Buddhism connected with not only American situation, but also all cosmic situation, including Japan and Europe, and how can you understand Americas separate from Europe and the East? No way. But nevertheless, you have to develop your own characters. How do you develop your own character? Humbly. Okay? So American spirit is very, what would you say, energetic. Yes, I understand. But I think you should develop that energetic American spirit humbly, humble way, not an egoistical way. Do you understand what I mean? That's why I can live here, and also I can teach Buddhist teaching beyond races and beyond culture. I have to teach this one. I have to say about this one. If I talk about all this Japanese, you don't want to practice. I cannot exist here. But I am different from you, but I am exactly I, who is different, but who is exactly penetrating in the universal understanding. Okay? Then, we can walk together. That's why I can develop my own different personalities in a humble way. So, what it means, we have to practice humbleness. Okay? We have to practice humility. Humility. well, Americans don't like the Japanese way or the other ways. That I understand it. But pat your head. Anyway, that is your intellectual understanding, but world is something more than that. That's I always mention. For instance, if you live with someone together, for instance, boyfriend, girlfriend, how do you live in peace? How do you develop your personality? Do you understand? It's not so simple. I don't care you, but I want to live with you. How do you live in peace? You have to marry, next moment you have to divorce. If you really become egoistic, you know, so we have to, anyway, develop taking care of human life, you know, in a humble way. Is that all right? Another question?
I guess what I meant, I'm not sure my question was clear, that it seems sufficient that there should be a global karma, a cosmic karma.
Yes.
Rather than one that adheres to certain groups.
Yes.
But maybe as there is a karma that applies specifically, say, to Japanese culture or to American culture.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that applies to individuals.
Yes.
And that they depend on the whole. So that there can be a global karma. Not
yes.
A karma that
yes. So it's very complicated. Okay? Well, all things interconnected. So that is a very simple. The entities which you can see practically, but the contents of simple entity is very complex, consisting of many situations. Okay, do you understand? Global cosmic state of existence is very complicated. The individual character of the nation, but also individual. But also common character of humans. You understand? Whoever you are, American or Japanese or Europeans, or who are human beings. If so, if you say human beings have really something, you know, stinky. And also peaceful being, you know. So that is a very common. But you are American, which is different from others, but on the other hand, you are human, which is same as I. So that's why the overall picture of cosmic or global, whatever you say, it consists of many, many things. But practically, we have to take care of that overall picture of global existing. Okay? That's why we have to be careful. For instance, we are creating a nuclear weapon, and all beings might be destroyed. Okay? Who created this one? Particular races? No. There is a human being. That is really global character of human beings. But we should ignore the individual different characters. Where should we find the different characters? We should find different character, individual character in that global, you know, characters which all human beings possess. What is this? There is examples creating nuclear weapons. No. Should we destroy individual character? No. We have to develop individual different characters in that global character of human beings. Ha! That's why it's difficult. But we shouldn't ignore it. So we have to develop individual character, simultaneously global character of human beings. whatever beyond any ideas, peaceful, whether we can build up a peaceful world or not, beyond this one, let's do it. Be peaceful. Be peaceful. That's why Thich Nhat Hanh says, breathing in, I calm my mind, body. Breathing out, I smile with joy. What is this practice? What do you mean? No discussion. But still discussion there. But I think sooner or later you have to stop discussing, and then day by day you have to build up peace in the very complicated overall picture of global existence, so-called human beings. Okay? This is our peaceful work. Okay? Peace work. Religiously speaking.